Alrighty, guys and gals, driving to the office again. This is another 15-minute marketing minute, 15-minute marketing show. Not sure what we're going to call it, but this next 5-6 weeks, we'll be replacing the Ask Carrot episodes. We're retooling some stuff over there, so we're going to be diving into some marketing stuff. So this one is going to be coming about from, and if this is your first time listening to the Carrot Cast, this is a Trevor Truck Talk. I'm in my truck, so there's a little bit of background. But we have some amazing studio recorded podcasts coming soon, so check those out, guys. But this one actually comes from a Facebook group. So I was looking at a Facebook group the other day, Investor Fuel Facebook group, an amazing mastermind that we're a part of. And one of our clients asked, said, I have a videographer coming in. What should I spend the time on for their time for that day? They have a videographer coming in for one day. What should they shoot videos on? And the thing is, most of the feedback that people were giving was really, really good, valid, solid feedback. But I think there's an upgrade to the advice. Okay, there's an upgrade to the advice. So some really good feedback and advice that some of the members gave was, hey, write down the top 10 to 20 objections. Do videos on those that your sellers or buyers have. Write down the top 10 or so reasons that your sellers sell, and do videos and content on those. Those are all valid, but here's what I like to do. I actually like to do it the opposite way. I have a framework called the Conversation Marketing Framework. And if you can picture a bullseye, I've talked about this framework lots of times on the podcast. I've talked about it lots of times on Facebook Lives. But I want you to picture a bullseye with three rungs. So you've got the bullseye in the middle. You've got one circle outside of that and one more circle outside of both of those. Okay. The one in the middle is brand. And if you have a piece of paper in front of you, or just visualize this if you're driving or taking a shower or something, picture the middle rung, the bullseye, saying brand. The next rung outside of that says discovery. And then the next rung outside of that says evangelism. So brand, discovery, and evangelism. When most people start doing content and they start doing videos, they primarily focus on the discovery side of things, which is the exact advice that I mentioned that the other amazing members of Investor Fuel had given. Hey, write down the objections that your sellers have and do videos on those. Write down the reasons that they're selling. Those things right there are usually those are usually discovery phrases. Someone's trying to discover an answer to their question. They're on Google. They're typing in something. You're trying to get that ranked well and or have them discover it. Okay. The upgrade here is I would start in the middle. I would start at the bullseye, which is brand. And most people kind of make that mistake of not starting with brand. And the reason I say start with brand is this, is all of your marketing is going to be creating searches and research on your brand. So your direct mail, your RVMs, your cold calls, your SEO, your PPC, all of those guys and gals are going to then result in someone researching your brand to see your company, to see if they want to work with you. So how does that work? Let's say you drive someone to your website from a Facebook ad. They click your website. Okay. They click the ad. They go to the website. They first are going to look at your homepage and go, hey, does this website look like it can solve the problem that I've got? That's the first thing that's going on in your prospect's mind. Does this website, or does this direct mail piece, or does this cold call sound like they can solve the problem that I got? If that checks the box, which all carrot sites do out of the box, immediately address that problem in their mind. Hey, we can buy your house. We can do these things with it. We can sell you investment properties. We can help you rent a house, whatever it is. Okay. As soon as they check that box, then next they go on to one of two different things. They say, okay, cool. So how does the process work then? I'm not really sure how it works versus an agent. And then they're going to look for information on that. Okay. So that's why we've strategically structured the navigation bar on carrot sites to guide someone down the decision path in the exact order that they ask these questions. Hey, here's the problem I've got. Hey, cool. How does it work? Hey, awesome. Who are the people that have worked with these people before? Who are these people? Okay, then how do I contact them? It's pretty much that order, okay? So that's why we have the navigation bar in that exact order. So the reason I'm bringing this up is they're probably going to go, how does it work? And then they're probably going to go, cool, who are these people, okay? And so on our data across our 10,000 plus websites, almost every single time, it's the number two, number three, sometimes number four most visited webpage on their website is their about page. Okay, so that's the very first thing I would suggest people do video content on, is do an about page video. Now, you don't have to have a video. You can have a written about page, but I can tell you a well done about page video is gonna massively increase the credibility of your website. And we're in the age of credibility and trust right now. Okay, that's why people are buying because of reviews that they saw. That's why people are choosing to work with you or not work with you versus your competitor because of reviews they're finding. Okay, so make sure that you can introduce them to you. Make sure they get to know you. Make sure that they feel comfortable that you're real people, you're real human beings that actually care and you have experience. Okay, so go check out carrot.com/about and see our about page. And here's a couple tips for about pages and about videos to make them amazing. Okay, it's going to help all of your marketing convert better. Here's one tip right here. Make sure that you're not just talking about what you do, talk about why you do it. Okay, you're not going to really talk about the how at all on your about page. Focus the how on other pages. So your about page should primarily focus on who, why, what. Who, why, what. Who, why, what. Okay, here's who we are. Here's who we work with. Here's why we do what we do. And here's a little bit about what we do. Okay, here's who we are. Here's who we work with. Here's why we do what we do. And here's a little bit about what we do. Okay, so that's what your video should do too. Hey, you know, ever since go look at our video on the Carrot site, you'll see that, guys, we barely talk about what we do. Like, we barely talk about the fact that we help you generate leads. We barely talk about the fact that we help you rank well in Google, if at all. We barely talk about the fact that we help you with content marketing. Okay, primarily what we focus on is who we help, who we are, and why the heck we do it. Like, what is our mission? What's our purpose? Because people want to connect with that. And I want to challenge you, if you don't have that, and if your purpose is to make money, I can bet that you're going to have a tough time. You're going to have a tough time in the next 2 to 5 years. Okay, you are. So I would dig deep. Why the heck are you passionate about doing what you're doing? If you're not passionate about it, find another business that you can be passionate about. Okay? Who, why, what? All right? Make sure you have an about page video. Number two, what's the number two video you should make? Is a how it works video. Okay? So that goes back to our data. That goes back to when someone lands on your page, how do you make sure that you're building things that tighten up and strengthen your brand, your credibility, trust with your clients when they find you? So no one's going to find you because of your how it works video. They're not going to search and find that on Google. They're going to find it once they land on your website. And it's going to help more of your visitors convert into a deal. And if you listen to the recent podcast we did with Carter Steff of 1-800-2-SELL-HOMES, he's the top home buyer in Oklahoma City, one of the top in all of Oklahoma, if not the top. And he had a really amazing custom website. It was a custom WordPress site, paid $10,000 plus on it, was paying $700 a month for the company to maintain it, a local web development shop. It looked amazing. It looked pretty. It looked awesome, okay? But it didn't convert for him. And so one of the things that we did when he moved over to Carrot, he came through our concierge program where we dialed everything in. It's our higher level program where we dial in your branding, we dial in your look. We rewrite copy for you. We make it convert great. We make you stand out in your market. Just go check it out. Hit up our support team and ask about the concierge service. It's between $2,500 and $3,500 for that service. Okay. And it's well, well worth it. Because when Carter went through that, and he talks about it in the podcast, is he didn't realize, but he was losing about $20,000 to $30,000 a month in profits because his old website wasn't performing. $20,000 to $30,000 a month in profits lost. Just from the existing traffic he was already getting to his website. We didn't help add new traffic for a while. Now he's ranking really well in Google. And it was mainly because we started to put better credibility on the website and make sure that the website converted well and was not on an amazing tech stack. Okay. So he's paying us $150, $200 a month, and he's gaining back $20,000 to $30,000 a month. And one of the things that you do is every step along the way where someone's researching you, add more content and value. So the next one's a how it works video. Most people won't do this. Most people don't do this, but I would suggest the ones who do are going to stand out. Okay. So what should you do here? What should you do here is in the how it works video, I would actually, get this one, not probably on your cell phone. If it is on your cell phone, that's fine. If you don't have any other tool, but if you can get someone to film it for you. But once again, if it's not, cell phone's definitely the thing that I use most of the time. And so I would do something like this. You know, hey, this is Trevor with ABC Homebuyers. And we get a lot of questions from clients on how the heck does this process work? Because it is quite a bit different than working with the real estate agent and quite a bit different than working with iBuyers. Okay, so We know our market at a hyper-local level, and that really helps us to have an advantage when we're making offers. And one of the things that we do that's different than most others is we actually purchase the property, or we work with those house flippers in the market who will purchase it. And then we create a plan to fix it up and get it in the hands of someone who really, really wants to buy it and live in it. And so to do that, there's oftentimes repair costs. And also, there has to be room for us in this in order to make a profit, because we are a business and we're providing a service. And our clients just really enjoy the speed and convenience of working with a client, with a company like ours. Of course, you usually can get a little bit more money if you list it on the market and wait the 30, 60, 90, 120 days to sell it and get your money, and have to have a bunch of people go through the property and look at it and all that if you work with an agent. But we really offer speed and convenience, and that's the service. And so here's how it works. Once you submit your information through our form or give us a call, you're going to talk with someone on our team, probably Mark or Betty or myself. And then we're going to ask you a series of questions like this. Okay, then after we ask those questions, we're going to come out there, pay your house a visit, and we're going to look for these things in your house, and we're going to be writing some things down. Then at your house, we're going to go over this, we're going to show you this, and we're going to make you an offer. Now, here's what our offer sheet looks like. Your offer is going to look a lot like this. It's going to look like on a sheet like this. It's going to have this form, this thing here. And here's an example of one we recently made. Now, how do we come up with our offer? You guys can see where I'm going here, right? How do we come up with our offer? The first thing we do is we look at this, we do this, we subtract this out, And here's a recent example. And then here's where the offer comes. So our aim is to get you the most money in your pocket as possible for the amount of time, whatever it is, right? And then start to lay that out. So if this sounds good to you, just go ahead and fill out the information or give us a phone call. And we're really excited to work with you. And if we can work with you, amazing. If not, we'll guide you to the best solution for you. Okay, if you had that on your How It Works page, guys, imagine how much you're going to stand out. You're going to win deals from it. Okay, what are the next videos? So you have your About page video, walks through the who, why, what. And then you have your About page video, which walks through those items I just showed you. What's the next video I would do? The next ones are going up to the evangelism side. Okay, so brand, I would skip discovery, and then I would go straight to evangelism. Evangelism is essentially testimonials. Okay, I would go grab your most recent, I'm hopping out of the office now. I'd go grab your most recent 3, 4, 5 clients and see if you can't make a testimonial video with them. Invite them to the office, pay them for it if you need to, and or go and go to their office or go to their house and pay them for a testimonial video. And what you really want to do in the testimonial videos is they have to be done in a very certain way to make them amazing. And you want to make it so you're guiding the viewer through a journey. It should be, here's the pain points I was feeling. Here's what I did when I was researching. Here's why I decided to work with you. Okay, here's the fears and limiting beliefs I had around working with you. Here's the things I was scared about and I was a little bit unsure of. But then here's why I decided to work with you. Here's what helped me overcome those fears. And here's the experience I ended up having. And here's how my life is now afterwards. Okay. So write those down, reverse it back through, write those down. That's the exact journey you want to guide your prospects through on a testimonial video. And we will have a template for this up sometime soon. Just go ahead and go to carrot.com/credibility. All right, guys. So you're going to be able to download our testimonial template over there, and you're going to be able to listen to our credibility, What's Your Credibility Score podcast, and some other amazing credibility resources. Okay, so that's number three, is I'd create several testimonial videos like that. Now, what if you don't have any clients or you can't get clients to do testimonial videos? What I would do is I would create case study videos instead. Now, what's the difference? A case study video, in my mind, in this context, is a video where you are walking through the transaction, not your client. Okay. So you are actually going, hey, this is Trevor with ABC Homebuyers, or this is Trevor with ABC Realty. And we work with lots of clients that go through these types of situations that go through probate, or they inherit a house, or they do this, or lots of clients who are looking to upgrade or downgrade, or, you know, whatever the situation is that are your primary niches. Okay. And then you would say something effective. Here's a recent project we actually worked with a client here in Orlando, Florida. Their name is Mark. Mark and his brothers and sisters inherited a house from their uncle, and da 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 da. So you're just kind of walking through the scenario. You can draw it out on a whiteboard. You can do slides if you want to. You could stand in front of the house and talk it through. But then always have a call to action. Always then at that point say something to the effect of, and if you're going through a similar situation, we'd love to see if we can help you too. Just go to ABC Realty or abchomebuyers.com, and there should be a form there and a phone number, and just fill it out. And we'd love to chat with you. And you're going to be able to find out how our process works. You're going to be able to see a ton of testimonials over there. And we're really just here to help you out when you're going through this situation. Okay. I would start to put in some of those, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those, put it on your testimonials page, put those into video posts on your Carrot system. So our system can take those YouTube videos and make them a written article for you. Okay. I would upload them to YouTube and title them something to the effect of, something that someone might type into Google if they're researching your brand. So something to the effect of, ABC Realty reviews or something like that. All right. So guys and gals, that is the tip. We're right at 16 minutes. Like the last episode was, grab those tips. Those are your top three first videos you should be creating on your website to build massive credibility, close more deals, and you're going to crush it. Come back. We're going to do another episode of this to show you what you should do for discovery videos to really attract more people in through the front end of the funnel. These things are going to help you close more deals, and it's going to help you crush it, build credibility. All right, have an amazing, amazing rest of the week. If you're liking these marketing minutes, the marketing 16 minutes, used to be 15 minutes, marketing 16 minutes now, let me know over on Instagram. Follow me over there on Instagram. It's trevor.mock at Instagram, and follow me there. We do a lot of behind-the-scenes things that you'll be able to see what we do, how we do it, and hopefully give you a little bit of inspiration to improve some things on your end too. And also, please, please, please head over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and give this podcast a rating and review. I'd love you eternally for doing that. Have an amazing rest of the week. All right, guys. So you're going to be able to download our testimonial template over there, and you're going to be able to listen to our credibility, What's Your Credibility Score podcast and some other amazing credibility resources. Okay. So that's number three, is I'd create several testimonial videos like that. Now, what if you don't have any clients, or you can't get clients to do testimonial videos? What I would do is I would create case study videos instead. Now, what's the difference? A case study video, in my mind, in this context, is a video where you are walking through the transaction, not your client. Okay. So you're actually going, hey, this is Trevor with ABC Home Buyers, or this is Trevor with ABC Realty. And we work with lots of clients that go through these types of situations, that go through probate, or they inherit a house, or they do this, or lots of clients who are looking to upgrade or downgrade, or, you know, whatever the situation is that are your primary niches. Okay. And then you would say something to the effect of, here's a recent project we actually worked with a client here in Orlando, Florida. Their name is Mark. Mark and his brothers and sisters inherited a house from their uncle, and da 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 da. So you're just kind of walking through the scenario. You can draw it out on a whiteboard. You can do slides if you want to. You could stand in front of the house and talk it through. But then always have a call to action. Always then at that point say something effective. And if you're going through a similar situation, we'd love to see if we can help you too. Just go to ABC Realty or abchomebuyers.com, and there should be a form there and a phone number, and just fill it out. We'd love to chat with you. And you're going to be able to find out how our process works. You're going to be able to see a ton of testimonials over there. And we're really just here to help you out when you're going through this situation. Okay. I would start to put in some of those, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those, put it on your testimonials page, put those into video posts on your Carrot system. So our system can take those YouTube videos and make them a written article for you. Okay. I would upload them to YouTube and title them something to the effect of, something that someone might type into Google if they're researching your brand. So something to the effect of, ABC Realty reviews or something like that. All right. So guys and gals, that is the tip. We're right at 16 minutes. Like the last episode was, grab those tips. Those are your top three first videos you should be creating on your website to build massive credibility, close more deals, and you're going to crush it. Come back. We're going to do another episode of this to show you what you should do for discovery videos to really attract more people in through the front end of the funnel. These things are going to help you close more deals, and it's going to help you crush it, build credibility. All right, have an amazing, amazing rest of the week. If you're liking these marketing minutes, the marketing 16 minutes, used to be 15 minutes, marketing 16 minutes now, let me know over on Instagram. Follow me over there on Instagram. It's trevor.mock at Instagram. And follow me there. We do a lot of behind-the-scenes things that you'll be able to see what we do, how we do it, and hopefully give you a little bit of inspiration to improve some things on your end too. And also, please, please, please head over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and give this podcast a rating and review. I'd love you eternally for doing that. Have an amazing rest of the week.